Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
This story I thought would be interesting because Sarah's a foodie. She loves food.
Yeah, I would not say that I was a foodie, though. Like, I don't have one of those refined palates where I'm a foodie and I got to go to places where it's, you know, $1,300 a plate. Yeah, what?
Do you love food?
I do.
Okay. Sarah's a foodie. People online are listing the foods that were the biggest disappointments once they finally tried them. Oh. So the thing where you hear tell of this divine, unbelievable, sent from another planet delicacy.
Yes.
And then you put it on this cracker and you take a bite and you go, these fish eggs are friggin' disgusting.
Yeah, they just taste
like salt. I would never have that again.
Yeah.
As long as I live. And
I'll have it, but I just want a little bit.
No.
It's like this whole scoop of just basically salt. Blah, 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 blah. See, I'm not a foodie. I don't, you can keep it. You can keep your,
I like it.
Your fish eggs.
You like caviar?
Yeah. Got to put a little dollop of sour cream on top of it. It's good.
So if I bought you, how does that come? A coffee can sized,
No, they usually
jar
small cans, a little smaller than a tuna can. Yeah, like a tuna can size.
And then you open that up. Can you crush a whole can of that in a night?
I could, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And you're like, oh my God.
The
last bite's as good as the first one.
Yeah.
Ha!
It's got to be good. There's bad caviar and there's good caviar. So it's got to be good.
Bob appears to love caviar as well. Yeah.
I don't really like the canned fishes thing.
Oh, you won't eat tuna either?
I just don't like it.
Yeah, no, that's...
I'll eat tuna, I'll eat canned crab, canned salmon, canned oysters.
There's a place I started to have
sardines.
A go a different way to leave here because of the Moscone.
Yes, yeah.
We're in just that
trade
show.
Yeah, is it just completely shut down or something?
It was. I don't know. Okay. I haven't been back. I'm just going another way. But as I was going down second, I saw the name of there's a lobster store, a lobster restaurant.
Really?
Hold on. Let me find it.
All right.
I'll give them a plug and
Thank
then you.
You
can tell
us. I used to go to the Seafood Peddler all the time. It was in, first it was in San Rafael, then it was in Sausalito, or maybe it was always in both places, but it doesn't matter. When I got the hankering for a lobster, I would go there and they'd do it any way you want, steam it or bake stuffed, and it closed. So I don't really have a place around here where if I've got that hankering, I can go.
It doesn't have a name. It says lobster there. And what does that say? Oh, Luke's.
Yeah.
You eaten there?
I haven't. And you're saying that's right down Battery?
Second Street.
Or, oh, okay.
It's on Second, right around.
Oh, my gosh. Are you
okay? Oh, my gosh.
Chairs with wheels. They're a ride.
That was
okay.
A close one.
So anyway, I just thought I'd
Thank you.
Off to that. I meant to tell
Luke's.
You that off the air, but, hey.
Let's
Luke's.
Get some lobsters door-dashed over here.
Well, I would put lobsters on the list of biggest disappointments. Is it good? Oh. All right. Do I need it? Is it so good?
I grew up with it, though.
Do I want to
eat
love it. Every morsel under that shell?
Yeah. Well, I leave the legs. When I was a kid, my mom would hand us the legs. She'd be like, these are the kid parts. And then, because she didn't want us to know how awesome everything else was. No, not the claws. Those are good. I'm talking the little spider legs underneath. You can go and get the meat out of them, and it's just a lot of work, and I don't bother with those.
Ah.
But you never gave us the good stuff.
What food was the biggest disappointment once you finally tried it? Here's some of the stuff on the list. Starbucks pumpkin spice latte.
Oh.
All this pumpkin spice talk. Someone said, no, that's overpriced and not that great.
I'm not a fan of it. I really feel like if I want pumpkin spice, I'll just have some pumpkin pie.
I've never tried one. I'll try one and tell you if it was a big disappointment.
Okay. That'd be great.
That's actually, there's a perfect example and a way for us to do this.
Pop-Tarts are on the list.
Oh, I love Pop-Tarts.
Pop-Tarts are for kids. I think that is one of those things that, you know, as a little boy, that was beach food.
Yeah.
We'd get Pop-Tarts and a big gulp, and we were, you know.
I like the strawberry frosted. It's the only one I'll do. But when we go on vacation or something, if we have to stock a kitchen.
You won't do cherry?
No, I don't want. I wouldn't take a chance on that because I already know I like the other ones.
Gotcha.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, we ate that as kids, and then we would, that was the diet. Pop-Tarts, big gulp for breakfast, and then we'd go to this place near, it was actually a fish restaurant, but they had bread balls, little sourdough bread, like a bread.
Like a bun.
A little loaf of bread. Oh. Like
would they hollow it out?
No, just a bread ball.
They wouldn't put their clam chowder
in
there?
No, no, no. Well, they probably did, but we would go in there and go, we'll take one bread ball and 15 butters, please. Mm. And it would be like $1.50, and then we would just tear hunks and eat it, and that was lunch.
There's nothing like bread. Bread never disappoints.
When you're a kid and you've got low budget, we could get a loaf of bread, and we'll be good for the rest of the day till dinner.
Carbo load. You're going to need that energy. Paddling around out there.
Champagne is on the list of these are the most biggest disappointments once you finally tried it.
Mm.
Twinkies.
Oh no, those are great.
They're not that great though. Yeah. You go back and get one. I did that recently enough and went, wow.
I bet they're not as good as they were when we were kids.
It's possible that's the case, that they've, you know, taken some shortcuts and
no more trans fat.
Maybe.
Yeah, they took out all the good stuff.
Oysters are on the list.
I love oysters.
Oh,
you love those?
I love them. We just had an oyster fest by my building, and I got myself a half dozen.
Yeah, and they'll do them all different ways. You can get them barbecued or on the half
raw.
Shell.
Just raw.
But I actually like those little smoked oysters that come in a tin.
You do?
Yeah, they're good.
Lobster is on the list. It's fine, but it's expensive for small portions and a lot of fuss.
There is a lot of work that goes into it. That's why a really good lobster roll is it's a great option. You don't have to work for it. You just eat it. But Vinny gets upset because he's like, there's just too much lobster here.
Well.
I'll take whatever you're not going to eat.
I got a lobster roll one time and I'd like a better ratio of roll to lobster. That's
I actually don't want any of the roll. I'll just eat the lobster part and you can have my roll and
it's
make yourself a second.
It's too lobstery. That's all. But I don't like my eggs too eggy either. So, maybe it's a me thing.
Mm.
And while I don't
mind.
What
do you mean too eggy? So you leave out. Oh, you're correct. You leave out some of the yolk.
I do some whole egg and some just whites so that I don't get too much.
Yellow.
Too eggy.
Mm. I like it all. Give me an egg.
They say those gigantic smoked turkey drumsticks at the Renaissance fairs.
Oh.
I've never had one.
I wouldn't
want to
be walking around with that. I just feel like flies.
It's so much
would
fun
go
to
on
have
it.
One. Then.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Mm. Eat it and walk around.
That's coming up soon, right?
Yeah, there's a Renaissance Fair is coming down to, I think it's by Casa de Fruta down that way.
Where's Casa de Fruta?
It's south.
He doesn't know.
Just somewhere.
I forgot the name of the town. Los Baños. It's like,
oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah, I believe that's it. But it's a huge renaissance. It's really cool if you're into those, which
I don't know if I am. I don't know if I've ever been to a
I'm definitely bar. Not. You know who loved it, though?
Who?
Our old traffic gal, Jamie.
Oh, yeah, she
was
did.
Was a Ren Fair lady.
I think she used to work at the Ren Fair.
She loved it. Mm. And I would, you know, I had a less than favorable opinion of the dorks that go to that thing, and she was mad at me about it.
They're not dorks.
No, you're right. They're not.
It's no different than going to the skate park in your skateboarding outfit and your weird shaped boards.
Whatever you want to nerd out on.
It's all the same thing.
Things we like. You don't have to make excuses for it. Just enjoy.
The McRib is on the list.
I've never tried the McRib.
Yeah, I don't.
Me neither.
If it was that good, they'd keep it.
But that's the thing. They've created this thing where they're like, we're bringing it back for a limited time while you go, oh, is it really that popular that they...
If it were that popular, it would be on
always
the menu.
Always available.
Right. And the last thing on this list of what food was the biggest disappointment once you finally tried it, truffle oil fries.
I am not a truffle person, I guess. And a couple drops would be one thing, but honestly, those things are so truffly. It just like invades everything.
I think it's a way that they can charge more for French fries.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
A little bit of truffle oil.
You know what I want? Fries.
$20.
I don't even need to have ketchup. Just give me some fries. Oh. Like, keep your truffle, keep your...
As long as they're nice and salty.
Right.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.